This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
The Dow rocks the record books.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock.
That song by Bill Haley and the Comets topped the charts in the summer of 55. You'd have to go back that far to find the last time the Dow Jones Industrial Average has had the kind of winning streak it's on right now. The Dow has risen in 21 of the last 24 sessions. Yesterday, it set another record high, marking its most bullish period in nearly 52 years. High earnings and a strong government report on factory orders boosted investor optimism. Diane Swonk is the chief economist at Mesirow Financial. She says there are two reasons for the rally.
One is that earnings are surprising on the upside, which has given the market an extra lift. Everyone was expecting earnings to slow, but they've slowed much less than people expected. The other issue is there's a bit of a tailwind. We saw 18 quarters in a row where we saw double-digit profit gains, and yet the market barely responded. So, frankly, at this stage of the game, the market is still pretty well priced.
This year, the Dow has set new records 17 times. And yesterday was one of those times. The Dow gained 75 points to end at 13,211. The Nasdaq was up more than 1%, gaining 26 points to 2557. And the S&P added 9 points to 1495. The European Commission has taken action against what it calls a major problem in the workplace. The Commission just signed a pact with employers and unions aimed at stamping out bullying. Stephen Beard is at our European desk.
The pact has been signed with union and employers' organizations. They've agreed to take action to stamp out harassment and bullying, which it turns out is a major problem. According to one survey, 5% of the European workforce have been bullied or harassed over the past 12 months. We're talking here about physical violence, verbal abuse, or even sort of constant nitpicking by a domineering boss. Ironically, the worst affected sectors are healthcare, social work, and education. As a result of this pact, participating businesses are going to be obliged to crack down on all forms of harassment. Analysts say they have every reason to do so. Bullying leads to absenteeism and low productivity. Harassment in Britain's state-run health service alone is reckoned to cost $200 million a year.
European correspondent Stephen Beard. There are some people that really don't like going to the bank. This week, a man who operated a bank out of his house was exposed. It seems that his bank, called Olympic Business Systems, took in over $28 million from people all over the country. IRS officials say a lot of customers used it to hide assets or evade taxes. Or maybe they were all for toasters and free checking.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By the Society for Human Resource Management, HR. Leading people, leading organizations. Online at shrm.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
The term open source usually refers to software. It's what happens when someone develops a piece of software and posts the code on the web. Others can use it, make it better, change it to suit their needs. Everybody benefits, and it's free. But now the concept is moving beyond software and into hardware, and that could have a big impact on injured veterans returning from the war in Iraq. Marketplace's Hillary McKay says one veteran is counting on it.
On New Year's Day 2005, Marine Captain John Cunningholm's patrol was ambushed in Iraq.
An explosion blew off his right arm just below the elbow.
Okay, now what I'm going to do, have you do, John, is just bend slightly. Perfect, so I can find the back of your elbow there.
The Advanced Arm Dynamics team at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington makes a plaster cast of Cunningham's wounded arm. He's helping them test a new prosthetic design that allows for maximum wrist mobility. It's state-of-the-art.
You have the last working prototype.
Excellent. Thanks, PJ.
You're welcome.
But state-of-the-art in prosthetics just isn't that cutting edge. His arm may be titanium and carbon fiber, but it's still based on 1912 engineering.
The real story is not that, you know, we people who are missing or have lost arms are neglected in any way. It's a reality of the market.
As of last month, 130 soldiers and Marines had lost arms in the war. Cunningham says even if you add in the 70,000 or so civilians who are missing an arm for other reasons, it's still not a big enough market to propel innovation. Fortunately, Cunningham's an engineer, so he and his partners launched the Open Prosthetics Project. He explains the idea to another amputee at the hospital.
I mean, maybe you had an idea that you would have mentioned to somebody at a cocktail party, and that would have been the beginning and end of it, right? So now we have a place, hopefully, where you can put something on a form, and then somebody else can pick it up and run with it.
And a few are already benefiting. 72-year-old Edgar Kulkus lost his arm in a farming accident decades ago. He got used to using a device called the Troutman hook, but the manufacturer stopped making it, and for 15 years he's been trying to get a replacement.
Oh, you can't even read the paper with the old one. It's so wore out you can't hold the paper up or nothing.
The patent had expired, so the Open Prosthetics Project got a hold of a Troutman and reverse-engineered it. Then they posted the design on their website and had a metal shop create a few models. But anyone can have the design and have it made anywhere. Now Kulkus has a new Troutman hook.
I'm real happy. Yeah.
Cunningham thinks there are plenty of other designs languishing in labs that could be posted. One dad's already shared a special fishing rod attachment he made for his son, who was born without a hand. Critics argue there's no money to be made, but Cunningham says it'll be a success if...
Nobody ever has another conversation with an amputee where they say, you know what I really want is X, Y, or Z, and I can't get it.
In Washington, I'm Hillary Wickay for Marketplace.
Finally, do you have a cockroach problem? If you do, there's a museum that wants to talk to you. The Houston Museum of Natural Science is paying 25 cents a head, or antenna, for live cockroaches. The center's trying to get 1,000 live cockroaches for an updated insect display. The exhibit opens next Tuesday, which may mean that they'll probably call the exterminators by next Friday. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.